paid into Medicare for decades. Don't spend retirement limping. The Joint Relief Institute treats joint pain fast. It's covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000.
Oh, hi. Good morning. Come on in. You're just in time. Take a seat.
Yes, good morning, Mr. Roo. Sir, I have a problem with my boiler.
How about some coffee? Cream, sugar?
What is the best backup generator made today?
Blueberry scone, perhaps?
When you turn on the hot water, it whistles like a train.
Get comfy, because Lou Casa, tu casa. And he's taking your questions till 10. Right here on the Mr. Fix-It Show with Lou Manfredini on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
I like this song.
Hi, everybody. Lou Manfredini here, the Mr. Fix-It Show, 7:13 in the morning. This hour of the Mr. Fix-It Show is sponsored by Wet and Forget, by Ace Hardware, and by Rogers Roofing. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Good morning. Hi, Linz.
Good morning.
Good morning, Veronica.
Good morning.
Have you picked out your outfit for Lollapalooza?
Not yet.
No?
Do you know that I'm actually going?
See?
Oh my God,
I knew
so
it. Sam, do you have your, you got your flip-flops and your tank top, your like NBA tank top that you're
going to
wear?
I might go shirtless this year, actually.
Well, sure. You could pull it off.
Yeah.
After seeing you in that baby stroller last week, I think that you absolutely could pull it off.
Rave reviews.
You did get rave reviews, though, on the giant stroller last week. Yeah, we have a daughter that is going to all 4 days of the Stink Fest. Oh my gosh, could you imagine if Lollapalooza was right now?
My daughter's going to the one that's this weekend, Warped. And
is that really a name
Warped
of something?
Tour.
Warped Tour, yeah. And, you know, it's like the hottest weekend of the year. That's, you know, it's an all-day thing. She said that she got a sunburn last year so badly that every sunburn is based on that now.
Oh, that's like the threshold.
Yes.
It's not as bad as Warpfest.
Right. They call it the Warped Burn.
Yeah. Well, our daughter Mallory and her friends are at this weekend Country Thunder.
Yuck.
Oh, my God. How fun.
Yeah. So we are on Country Thunder duty, meaning that we're the drop-off and the pickup. And I dropped them off last night. It's in Twin Lakes. It is an amazing thing where it's... When I opened the door to let them out, it must be something that they do, but it smelled like manure. This wafting of manure came into, and it was right in front of the people camp out, you know, next to it. And Mallory was like, oh, my gosh, that's the worst smell. I go, bye-bye, have fun. And I just drove away.
Well, it's country music, but, you know, it kind of goes
right
together.
They had a great time.
Who's playing there? Do you know?
Last night, it was Florida Georgia Line.
Oh, yeah.
Was the big headliner. And I think, who's the guy? Eric Church, I think, mm-hmm. is one of the eight. So it's, the lineup is really, you know, if you love country music, and I like country music, but she and her friends are all weekend long. And,
can people camp there, too?
Oh, yeah. That's the whole thing. They camp, and something about they bring in showers on a truck or something, and they said they got into the car, and they literally, these three young ladies were just drenched in sweat.
I bet.
Really nice. And today's going to be even better. Yeah. Have fun. Love that hot country music. Yeah, very good. Wear your sunscreen, kids. Have lots of fun. I hope you enjoy yourself.
The president, did you see that? He tweeted out. Barack Obama tweeted out that stay inside, stay safe, stay hydrated, drink Gatorade and water.
Did he say Gatorade?
He did.
Love that. Oh,
yeah,
they love that.
Yeah,
they're all over that.
It's the first time that a president ever gave a heat warning over the internet, Twitter.
That's funny. That is very funny. Hey, you were mentioning about Charles Tillman.
Yes.
This is kind of a random thing, but my wife and I were at the Cubs game last night in Miller Park with Charles Tillman.
He's not quick.
I know. And he threw out the first pitch.
Interesting.
Yeah, he did.
Because
he
was in Lake Forest at like 4 o'clock in the afternoon, so he must have got it like helicoptered in.
I don't know, but we have I'm not friends with Charles Tillman. I have met him a couple other times, my wife both and I, but we have a mutual friend who invited a bunch of people to the game. And he gets out there to throw out the first pitch. Now, mind you, it's impossible to get into Miller Park. They got to do a redesign there. So we were listening to the first inning begrudgingly on the other on the radio station that carries the. We were listening to it on the station in Chicago. But he throws out the first pitch, and the place went crazy because it was probably 60% Cubs fans.
That's usually the way it goes up there.
Yeah, it's amazing. But it's a beautiful park. If you ever get a chance to go to Miller Park, have you been?
I have been. I was actually at the All-Star game in 2002. My dad, my uncle, my brother, that was the only game ever that ended in a tie.
Oh,
remember?
Right,
after that season, then Bud Selig said that every game counts. And then the All-Star game started determining who's home in the World Series.
Right. It is. If you ever get a chance to go to Miller Park, it really is a spectacular park. And they had the roof open. It was hot. But it's really a nice place to go see a game. All right, we got a lot coming up today. One in particular, it has to do with your garden hose. And so on a day like today when you want to use your garden hose, we're going to give you an option to something that you've never thought about when it comes to how you connect your garden hose to your house. It's really cool. We actually featured this on House Smarts, and I wanted to feature it on the radio as well. And then a little bit later on, we're going to talk to someone locally who created a brand new concrete resurfacing product. So if your driveway or your sidewalks are looking a little ragged, but you just don't have the money to redo the whole thing, you're going to want to listen for this because this might be an answer for you, and we're going to learn a lot about it after 8:30 this morning. But right now, let's get a quick call in. Linda called in from Park Ridge. Linda, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Oh, hi. Good morning, Lou. I have a question about my garage floor.
Yes, ma'am.
I live in a house that's about 50 years old, and the previous owner painted the floor and put little speckles in it, so I imagine it's something, you know, not a commercial grade.
Okay.
And it's lasted a while, but now where the car comes in and out, it's wearing away, and I'm going to have a new finish put on it commercially. But I was wondering where the garage door comes down, they stop just at that point, and there's a little, like, 10-inch apron on the outside that the previous owners, they did paint that, too, and it really doesn't look too bad and isn't in bad condition.
Yeah.
But I'm wondering what I can do. They can grind with a diamond grinder the cement where they won't be refinishing it. Well, they'll take the paint off for me. But what can I put down there
What can't you just have them take off that part, too?
Yeah, but they can't refinish it.
No, I understand. But if you, in other words, if you want to redo it yourself, okay, with another type of epoxy, remember that any kind of paint job that you do is all about the prep work. And if they're in there grinding with their scarifier or whatever tool they're using, just say, come out and do the apron for me and I'll do it myself.
What do you mean, do the apron for them to
that
do?
Have them grind it off so that now we have a nice prepared surface for you to put down an epoxy.
Right.
You're going to do some type of commercial applied epoxy, correct?
Yeah. Well, whatever they do, it's a three-day preparation.
Okay. So then when they're done, you know, it's either going to be gray or blue or whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
Now you could go buy. The problem is you're going to have to buy a gallon of an epoxy.
Well, and that's what I want to know what to get, what's the best thing to do.
So Rust-Oleum makes a product called Rock Solid, which you can use and you can put on, and it comes with the little speckles that you talked about. Mm-hmm. But that concrete apron that you're mentioning, when they grind it all, you may just like that and just want to seal it.
Okay, and what would I seal it with then?
So the best sealer is this product called Bone Dry. Okay.
Yeah.
And it's you can buy it online at BoneDryProducts.com, or some local Ace stores do carry it.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Because I was concerned about them grinding, you know, taking the paint off this little area that I have to do. And so by putting a sealer, which I don't necessarily want a color on there. So if I put a sealer, that would be the best solution then to it. It would blend in better with whatever I'm doing.
Right. The only thing that you have to worry about is when they do grind it, depending on how deep they have to go, You know, sometimes when they grind it, they may expose some of the aggregate that that is under that top finish. And so that's why you have to seal it, because you want to keep any kind of water from getting inside there. If you don't mind that look, if you, you know, remember, it's going to be clear. So whatever you end up with and you're looking at that going, all right, yeah, that kind of looks nice, I'm going to seal it and that's it. And if for some reason you don't like it, then you may have to put some type of finish over it that has a little bit of a color to blend it all in. Linda, I appreciate the phone call. We're just bumping up against time. It's 7:23 in the morning. You're listening to the Mr. Fix-It Show. We'll be back right after these.
Got a problem around your house? Call Lou. He's taking your calls till 10 right here on Chicago's very own 720 WGN. Don't want to wait till the sun's
sinking. We could be feeling all right. 7:26 in the morning. Lou Manfredini here with you, the Mr. Fix-It Show. Welcome back. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. That's also our text line. And you can... text us if you can't get through, or you can call us like Al did in Plainfield. Al, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou.
How can I help you, sir?
I got a question about attic fans on the roof of my house.
Okay.
They were put in when we bought the house 13 years ago, and they added them. They weren't there. There's one big one in the back of the house, and then they added three above the on the side where the garage is above the garage, and five of them on the back side of the house. And I used to hear them really quietly running all the time. And my question was, how big is
your roof?
Well, it's a typical house, but there's like five on the back and there's like three on the side by the on top of the garage. And they were added when we bought the house.
Did you ever see the Disney movie Up, where the guy ties all those balloons to his house and pulls it up off the ground? I'm surprised that house doesn't lift up off the ground when they're all running.
Well, I didn't know. And the question was, number one, do they run 24 hours a day? And number two, I tried to find in the basement on the electrical panel, there's no breaker or anything that lists it as attic fans. I don't know. How do they operate?
Yeah. So a couple different ways. They probably are just wired to a circuit that's in, you know, your one of the bedrooms or whatever, because they don't draw a ton of electricity once they're running. They more than likely have a thermostat that's mounted to the ceiling, or sometimes, depending on the age of the home, in a closet somewhere, they have a switch, literally a light switch that will be up high on a wall that you can turn it on and off manually. But my guess is it has some type of thermostat that's up there, and it's like a metal-encased thermostat with a little dial you use a screwdriver to set it to. It's not uncommon if they've been up there for a long time that those motors go, because if they're running, you know, an attic stays hot, even on a, you know, on a 70 degree day, that attic could be 90 degrees plus. And,
right.
And so it would run, and you want it to run 24/7 if it's hot up there, as long as the settings are there. Do you have access to the attic?
I do. I haven't been up there, and like I said, I just used to hear them in the evening,
yeah,
like real quiet. You used to hear them running real quietly.
So here's what I would do. If you can go up there, I mean, today's probably not the day, Al, because
right,
it's so darn hot. But when you go up and you look at these fans, first of all, it sounds to me like you have way too many of them, because on average, these fans move about 600 CFMs of air, which is a fair amount of air. And And depending on, you know, if it's a typical size roof, I would say you need two fans max, you know, and if they're at one end, each at one end or something like that, that's great. Now, it's not that more fans is bad, because there's no such thing as too much ventilation in an attic. But you just don't need to run that many. It's just not, it's really super overkill. When you look up at those fans, near the fan mounted probably on the rafter, There should be a thermostat, and you go up there with a little tiny flathead screwdriver, not tiny, but a small bladed screwdriver, and adjust it and see if you adjust the temperature one way, does it kick back on or off? And if it doesn't, those motors could be blown, and you may want to swap them all out. And then typically, if you're going to replace them, I set thermostats in an attic fan at 90 degrees. Thanks so much for the phone call. Quick break, and then we'll get to Veronica's news.
So this is going to sound funny. I'm really glad I'm a man.
Why?
And I want you to take this in the right way, but it was really hot outside. I wish I could wear a dress. Because I bet it's really comfortable when it's hot.
So you think that like a little breeze would feel good?
Right. Wouldn't that be nice?
Well, Lou, go ahead. I mean, who's going to stop you?
I'm telling you, today's the day to wear a dress. For sure. Hi, it's Lou Manfredini.
I love this rejoin.
981-7200. It's funny that, you know, you played that rejoin with Steve, because I got an email from Steve Alexander, which is a little concerning to me. Well, no, I mean, I think that for those of you that know Steve Alexander, Veronica, you know Steve Alexander,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's a very nice man.
He's a lovely man, and he sent me this email, which I was a little concerned. He said, I want to let you know that a group of female aliens disguised as supermodels is roaming the country kidnapping American men. Specifically, he said, they're kidnapping sexy, good-looking, highly intelligent older men for various experiments. And then underlined, he said, you, personally, are not in any danger. And he goes, I just emailed you to say goodbye.
That's good. Well, you know, because you made that observation about wanting to wear a dress to another man,
yes.
He couldn't point out to you the flaw in the dress thing in the summer.
Which is?
Sweat.
I was going to say, where are you going with this, Veronica?
I'm trying to think of a tactful way to say it. There's no material to absorb the sweaty thigh thing.
Right.
It's not as perfect as you think.
Right, I guess. I guess I won't do it. Well, these days, you know, it's all very acceptable to do whatever. So, I mean, I think that, you know, men can wear dresses and whatever you want.
Lou, I love you, but I agree with Steve. I don't think that you look that great in a dress. I'm just, you know, picturing.
You know, I'm just going to say, Veronica, of my features, you know, like when you know how anyone, you know, you look at, you know, whatever, you say, well, you know, my best feature is my eyes or whatever. My legs, my best feature.
Well, then maybe you should wear the dress. Or you could just
Sam
stick
is,
to shorts.
Sam right now is calling Dave Ennett. He's emailing Dave Ennett. How can I get off this Saturday show?
No, actually.
I thought it was a home improvement show.
Hey, he was in a stroller last week.
Quite
he
contrary. Yeah, see, I was just going to go there, Veronica. Since you put me in a stroller, I think you'd look great in a dress.
Absolutely. You just never know. 312-981-7200. You'll never see it. This is Lou Manfredini, the Mr. Fix-It Show. Even if I was in a dress, I could help Bob, who's calling from Muscatine, Iowa. Hey, Bob.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good. Where's Muscatine, Iowa?
That is a half hour west of Davenport, Iowa, right on the Mississippi River.
Home of the fighting?
What's that?
Home of the fighting?
Muskies.
There you go. All right. How can I help you, sir?
Hey, got a quick question. Thinking over next year and the year after, re-roofing and re-siding, including gutters, fascia, and all my flashing. And I was wanting to do it over 2 years to kind of spread out costs.
Right.
I guess what would you tackle first?
A roof.
Do the roof?
Yeah.
Would they do the flashing and everything at the same time?
Correct. And, you know, just like building a house, you want to have a solid envelope, a dry envelope, before you do any other work. If you did the siding first or anything like that, and then you've got a roof leak and something damages the siding, you're just going to create more work for yourself. So roofing, okay. Flashing, you know, if you wanted, I mean, really, you'll get the best price if you can do the roofing and the gutters and the fascia all at once, and then do this. If you do all that first, soffit, fascia, gutter, and roof, that'll be the best price you're going to get from, you know, a full service roofer out there. And then, you know, from your standpoint, as you're talking about, from a budget perspective, then you do the siding down the line a year or two later.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. And then just, you know, when they do it. You know, if it's different contractors, some roofing contractors do siding as well. You know, let them know that. Say, hey, look, you know, this siding next year is going to come off, and so just trim it out right here so that it's easy for the siding guy to take it down. It may not look exactly how you want it to look for a year, but they can blend it in. That unless you're really looking at it, you know, it'll look just fine. Thanks so much for the phone call. I appreciate you calling that far away. By the way, speaking of far away, before we get to the next caller, I want to let you know something. As you know, Very connected to Ace Hardware. My wife and I own a couple Ace Hardware stores. This is a cool promotion they have going on, and I want to make sure you know about it. There are these limited edition Children's Miracle Network 5-gallon buckets that you can get at Ace. If you're listening to me in Chicago, in the Chicagoland area, your $5 donation, you make a minimum of $5 of a donation, of which 100% of your donation will benefit Lurie Children's Hospital here in Chicago. But if you're listening in Milwaukee, it'll benefit your Milwaukee, the Children's Hospital up in Milwaukee, or if you're in Iowa. And what's nice is you make that $5 donation, and then you get 20% off everything that fits in the bucket. That's today only. They're awesome buckets, and you're helping out a great place, the Children's Hospitals all across the country. So if you happen to be going to an ACE today, bring $5, bring $10. You know what? Double down, because it's going to go to help the kids, and it's going to make a huge difference, and you're going to get an awesome bucket, and you're going to save some money as well. Let's talk to Ellen, who's in Downers Grove. Hi, Ellen. You're on WGN.
Hi, Lou. I have a question. I have a home that was built in the mid-1950s, and I have a hardwood floor. However, when we had to do some work, and was wondering why the hardwood floors squeak so much. They're actually laid on furring strips. There's a layer of plywood, then furring strips, and then the hardwood floor is nailed to the furring strip.
Right.
So they squeak a lot and they wobble a lot. Any help for that?
That is the number one reason why they squeak. That whole application that they did in the 50s with hardwood floors, you know, was, the floor will breathe, and they probably ran conduit underneath in those strips as well. That was a very common application. Your only chance is a tip I've given over the years is you're going to take some baby powder, and you're going to sprinkle it over the areas where they squeak. You're going to take a block of wood, like a chunk of 2x4, and you're going to wrap it in a dish towel. And then you're going to take a rubber mallet or a heavy hammer, and you're going to beat down on that board. Bang, 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 bang. And it's going to do two things. It's going to take the baby powder and make it work into the tongue and the groove to try and lubricate a little bit of that squeak. But the squeak is probably coming from the furring strips below as well. But that beating down will also help potentially to reset some of the nails. And it can lessen it. You have a 50-50 chance of that working, and then you just wipe up the baby powder with a damp rag, and hopefully it'll quiet it down. But when you have those furring strips, there's too many layers, too many nails, and they used nails only back then, not screws, to eliminate it 100%. But it might get better. Thanks so much for the phone call. 7:46 in the morning, quick break, and more of the Mr. Fix-It Show coming up. Time now for our Noodaloo 2. This is a... Okay. Think about your garden hose. Think about how you connect your garden hose to the spigot outside. And now think about what we're going to tell you about.
Whether you call it a spigot, a garden faucet, a hose bib, you know what I'm talking about. That tap sticking out of the exterior of your house, which allows you to attach a hose and spray down those kids you told to get off your lawn. But as convenient as the house bib is, it's got two problems. One, it can freeze. Or two, it can leak, and you're not liable to notice that steady drip outside the way you'd notice one in your kitchen. Well, our new Tulu 2 this week is from a company called Aquor Water Systems that has thus designed a better connection. Their house hydrant, as it's called, is a flush-mounted stainless steel faucet. For starters, it's a heck of a lot prettier than your standard spigot. With nothing protruding beyond the wall's surface, the water stays inside of your house where it can't freeze as long as you're up to date on your bills. The corresponding hose adapter simply plugs in socket style and stays firmly in place with a bayonet style lock. Water begins to flow once it's plugged in and stops when you unplug it. The house hydrant runs $50, the hose adapter is $25, and the company claims installation is as easy as installing a regular spigot. Lou actually did a great piece on the Aquor on his TV show House Smarts, so I'll put a link to the video up on his Facebook page, also a link to the company on his Facebook page, and up on WGNradio.com, and up on VibeScore. Download the free app on your iPhone and vibe about it. That's this week's New to Lou 2.
This thing's kind of cool. Essentially, It's a frost-proof hose connection. And so it has a long extension, stainless steel, that goes into the house so that the actual valve portion is inside the home, just like a frost-proof hose bib that you'd have that you turn on. But you flip up this door. For those of you that are really into design and cool, when you close it, it's just a round circle on the outside of the house.
It's kind of like a gas cap.
That's exactly right. It's a gas cap. Did you say that in your piece?
I didn't. I just came to me now.
It's like a gas cap. And you flip it up, and then you need their adapter on the end of your garden hose. And it's a male-female connection. You pop it in, you turn it, and it locks in. The pressure that's in the water coming at you just locks it in place. Then that's all you need, is just that one connection on the house to the garden hose. Then the rest of your connections in your garden hose work. Now, you've seen at hardware stores, you know, there's quick connect systems out there, and there have been for years. But this one's really slick. And if you're at all thinking about, you know, updating this thing or want to do something a little bit different, the other real nice thing is, I know that so my father-in-law lives in Chicago, and his hose bibs on the outside, I think when the kids, you know, there were a bunch of kids that lived by him years ago, and they would go and turn the water on. And so he takes the handle off. He unscrews the handle and takes it off. And then when he goes to water the grass, he may not do that anymore, but I do remember that from years ago. And then he puts the handle on and uses the hose. With this, you don't have to worry about it, because unless you have that connection to pop in and go, no one can get water out of this thing. So it's cool. It's up. It's going to be up on our Facebook page. And Lindsay, you said you're going to post that video from House Smarts?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good one. Yeah. It's a good one. All right. That's awesome. Check it out. I like it. And you don't forget to vibe about it on the Vibe Score app. 312-981-7200. Let's talk to Gail in Carpentersville. Hi, Gail.
Good morning, Lou. How are you today?
Good.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I currently live in a 20-year-old townhome that I'm considering putting on the market, so I'm updating and repairing things. But I've run into the same problem with two of my bathrooms, and I'm trying to avoid having to replace the entire vanity and top. I just want to change the top because it's chipped and discolored.
Okay.
However, I'm having difficulty finding a top that fits the vanity. The top I currently have is a molded, cultured marble top about 22 inches deep and 28 wide. And it sits on top of an oak vanity that's 22 deep and 27 wide. I've visited all the home improvement stores and online, and the standard seems to go from 25 and then skips to 31. And I cannot find a 28-inch molded culture marble unless I go into something expensive like granite or other material.
Right.
So what, do you have any suggestions? The oak vanities are still in great condition.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to sink a lot of money into this because I'm going to put it on the market. I'm just, you know, making it look nice.
Have you gone to Builder Supply Outlet?
No, I have not.
Okay. They may have something because exactly what I said, Builder Supply Outlet. They get a lot of end. You're right. The sizes have changed a little bit, and you need to find an older vanity top.
Right.
So you may have luck going there. They're in Broadview.
Okay.
Lindsay, where are they?
Oh, it's 5 miles east of the Oakbrook Shopping Mall on Cermak Road in Broadview.
What's their new kitchen design center called?
Oh, that is called the...
Oh, come on. Don't touch me, because I'm close to the...
Edge.
Maybe we should get Tom Jenke to do that song.
That would be amazing.
Right, I know. So you can try that. The other place to try is the Habitat for Humanity has a couple of stores in the Chicagoland area called Restore.
Okay.
And a lot of people, when they remodel their homes or they have excess building materials, at RA's hardware stores, when things get discontinued that we just no longer can sell, a lot of times paint and things like that, we donate to the Restore facilities. And then they turn around and sell it and use that money to fund more houses under the Habitat for Humanity umbrella. I know there's one. You're out in Carpentersville?
Yes.
Okay. So I know there's one in Elgin. There may even be one in Aurora. So you have to look it up. But you may find a top there at a really good price. But it's more of a hunt. You know, you got to go hunting for this. And so that you just need to go and look. But I would definitely go to Builder Supply Outlet, which is, where is it?
Oh, that's 5 miles east of the Oak Brook Shopping Mall on Cermak Road in Broadview.
Thanks so much for calling. 7:57 in the morning. We'll take a quick break.
Y'all got a problem? You know who to call.
I have a problem. When it rains, my window wells fill up with water.
It's the first time we've had central air conditioning, and we have sweaty ducks.
He's the man of Saturday mornings.
Well, this is the most joyful show on the radio, I got to tell you.
The Bomb Diggity.
Just wanted to thank you for some very good advice you gave me several months ago on a furnace.
Your dit-dit-daddy-o, Lou Manfredini, on Chicago's very own Radio 720 WGN.
You know I got it. Come and get it. Who's your daddy?
8:09 in the morning, the Mr. Fix-It Show. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Phone lines are open. If you've got something going on, you need some help, just give us a call. This hour of the Mr. Fix-It Show is sponsored by ChevyDriveChicago.com, by PermaSeal Basement Systems, and by Fox Home Center. It's hot outside, and let me do the hot weather stuff because I think that this is important. Central air conditioning, the single best thing you can do, two things you can do, is one, go outside right now with the hose, with your old hose bib that you this completely out of style, and you don't have the Akur hose bib. Akur, is that how you say it, Lindsay? Akur, yeah, I think so. Okay, fine. Don't talk to me. So you're going to go outside with a hose, and you're going to spray down the condensing unit. Chances are it has debris and a bunch of stuff clogging it. You're going to clean that up, and, you know, in theory, it'd be great if it was off, but you can do it with it's on. I have a video up on my Facebook page if you're a fan to see exactly how to do it. But just take the hose, start at the top, and spray it all down. It will help that unit. Actually, your air conditioner will be a lot colder. It'll blow out much colder air because you're helping to cool the condensing unit off. That's number one. Number two is go to the thermostat. Right now it says auto, go to fan on. Whenever the temperature is above 85 degrees and you have high humidity like we have now, if you run that fan 24/7, it is going to help keep the home cooler and actually have the condensing unit potentially run less. You think about it. If you have a two-story home, it's much colder downstairs, and those cold air returns are going to grab that cold air and circulate it through and keep going. Use ceiling fans. Use box fans to move the air around. It'll make you much more comfortable. If you don't have central air, or if you have a window air conditioner, same thing. Make sure the filters in that are clean. Use some box fans to move it around. If you don't have central air, two-story home, take a box fan up in a window upstairs, blowing out. Get rid of all that hot air and try and get it out as quickly as possible. And that will help to cool the home off a little bit. It's hard when the humidity levels are really high like this. And I'll tell you what, the HVAC guys right now are working their fannies off because that advice of getting your system serviced constantly, you know, every year, get this done. It's for days like this, and then the days in the winter when it's super cold and the furnace is working really hard, where systems start to fail. So spray down the AC condensing unit on the outside if you have central air. Switch the switch from auto to fan on the thermostat. Once the temperatures get below 85 degrees, go back to auto. The reason I say that is that if you do the fan on all the time, when it's really humid, but the temperatures aren't high, which, you know, we get those days. Remember that a central air conditioning unit isn't just about pumping cold air out. It's about dehumidification. And so it doesn't run long enough to dehumidify. And while you'll be cool, you'll be clammy. And that's where the auto comes in on the fan. So go back to auto once things drop down a little bit lower. Now, Lindsay has some information about Teddy Roosevelt, don't you?
I do.
The president's back.
He's back. It's the return of Teddy Roosevelt's presented by Conasec and Dillon Trial Attorneys this August 13th at 10 a.m. at the MAC on the College of DuPage. Join WGN Radio and John Williams in a conversation with the 26th President of the United States, Teddy Roosevelt. It's 2016 and perhaps one of the most important years in U.S. presidential history. We'll talk about what was, what is, and what may be to come for the country with our guy, TR. A limited number of tickets remain, so don't wait and get yours today. Get details at WGNradio.com/events to buy your tickets online or over the phone. The Return of Teddy Roosevelt is presented by Conasec and Dillon Trial Attorneys and sponsored by Visit Springfield, with transportation provided by O'Hare Midway Limousine.
Very nice. You know, you're right. It is an important year. It's funny, you know, as this whole election for president thing goes on, and maybe this is happening to you too, Lindsay, Veronica, maybe you as well. I get in these conversations with people, and I am not super political, meaning that I don't identify with either party. But people are so angry.
They are very angry.
And they're not only angry, but, you know, if you talk to someone who's a Democrat or you talk to somebody who's a Republican, I've been amazed at some of the conversations I've had with some people who just paint everybody with this giant brush. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And they're just so, and she said this and did this, and she should go to prison, and he wants to build a wall. And I'm going, wait a minute. You know, we got to get past the anger so that we can really decide who we're going to vote for. But it's really, I don't know.
It's it seems like we're getting more vicious each time,
yeah,
too. I mean, maybe, you know, 30, 40 years ago, people would say the same thing, but I don't know.
You know, have you ever been to the Lincoln Museum in Springfield?
No.
No.
Yes.
But you're going, so Veronica, just so I'm clear, you've never been to the Lincoln Presidential Museum, but you're going to Lollapalooza. Okay. Just so we're clear, I just want everybody to understand.
Priorities, Lou. Okay. Priorities.
If you go down to that Lincoln Museum, which is awesome, by the way. Lindsay, you've been there?
I have.
It's awesome.
It's so cool.
I mean, it really...
the lucky nose. Everybody knows that. He's got
right.
The lucky nose.
You've been, Sam?
Yeah, my grandma's from there.
Okay.
Mom's from there, technically.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What's the famous thing you get? Oh, a horseshoe.
The horseshoe.
Oh, you can only get that in Springfield.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
not for you, Lindsay.
The right way in Springfield.
What's that?
You get it the right way in Springfield. Other other places try.
Right. They sell Pepto-Bismol right after they hand it to you. They go, here you go. Take this, sir. And Sam, the horseshoe is?
I don't remember the exact recipe.
It's
just really
good.
Two
pieces of white toast. With, I believe it's two cheeseburger patties.
Or whatever meat you want.
Or it's ground up. I think it's ground up.
Is it ground up? I thought it was patties. I mean, okay, you might be right. And then a pile of fries on top of it.
And then you're missing the best part.
The cheese.
The cheese sauce. Like the cheesy goodness that they drizzle over it.
Is it the bad nacho cheese sauce?
No, it's the good.
Velveeta.
No. No. It is so good.
Oh, my gosh. You are from Wisconsin.
Great hangover.
I thought you're lactose intolerant.
Because of the horseshoe.
This was years ago.
Oh, okay, all right, fine. Okay, anyway, Veronica, back to back to the museum. If you go down to the Lincoln Museum, there are there are political cartoons about Lincoln and how vicious the press was, or the, you know, because back then, during that era, people did things anonymously in newspapers. And it's kind of what's happening with social media now, where everybody's just, I'm going to say this kind of stuff. And I read, did you read the thing, that woman that's in the comedian who's in the Ghostbusters movie, Leslie Jones, and mm-hmm. all the comments, the mean comments that came about this woman being in this movie, these racist comments. Mm-hmm. It's like, come on, people. I mean, it's crazy to you. There's freedom of speech, but there's also a thing about being civil and just being good to each other. We need to do more of that. So I think that, you know, even in this presidential thing, I hope that we all get to a point where we can become more civil and respectful of each other, and we can be different. We can disagree. You can want black, and I can want white. But at the same time, whoever we're going to choose needs to figure out how we get to gray, right? And we got to do that civilly. And
I don't have a lot of hope of that. I'm sorry. Well, maybe
but you know,
I'm
and I
but...
no, and I totally get why you say that. But I do believe that we, meaning the people, not the politicians, we need to decide to say enough. Let's you know, we need some sort of sense of order so we do things the right way and that everybody has respect for each other, because we got to get to that point, because right now it's just it's so tiring to listen to it all the time. And I mean, I realize, you know, when you're in the news business, a lot of times you become numb to it because you say, you know, you talk about it all the time, and it's hard, but we got to do something.
I could not believe, and this doesn't matter what party I am, I could not believe the rallying cry at a political convention was "lock her up."
Right.
That was so strange and absurd to me.
Yeah.
No matter how you feel about it, I could not believe that there were thousands of people chanting that.
Yeah, I mean, and again, it's everything is painted. You know, everybody gets worked up into a froth, and you know, get your pitchfork and torches. You know, you're like chasing after an ogre. But stop, take a breath. If you wouldn't say it to your grandmother, don't say it to somebody else. That's just my two cents. All right, 312-981-7200 is our phone number. This is the Mr. Fix-It Show. Can we just take Marie real fast in Michigan? She called all the way from Michigan. She's calling long distance. Here's Marie in Michigan. Hi, Marie. You're on WGN.
Hi, Lou. I love your show.
I love you, Marie. I'm holding up my hand right now. I'm looking at my hand. Where are you?
I'm originally Chicagoville, so this hand thing is new to me.
Oh, it's new to you. Okay. How can I help you?
I have a working question as far as the brand of shingles, because I haven't heard of a few of these. It's Camco, IKO, and especially Landmark.
All decent. They're made. Landmark, I think, is made by somebody else. One other one to look at if you're getting a roof done would be CertainTeed, which is a very good brand of shingles. And remember that shingles are all about the weight, and so you want something that's at least 250 pounds per square. That's a 10-foot by 10-foot area. And the really most important thing is you have a roofer that knows what the heck they're doing. So make sure that you double check who these folks are that are going to do the roof. One thing, you're all the way in Michigan. There's a website, the National Roofing Contractors Association, NRCA.net. And you can look at reviews and find roofers all over the country at that website. And make sure you get somebody that knows what the heck they're doing. Thanks so much, Marie. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. The Mr. Fix-It Show at 821. We'll be right back.
Now back to your host, your go-to handyman, Lou Manfredini, on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
I know. Welcome back. Lou Manfredini here, 824 in the morning. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's go back to the phone lines now. Mary is in Racine, Wisconsin. Hello, Mary. You're on WGN.
Hi, Lou. How are you?
Terrific. Are you keeping cool today?
Oh, it's hot.
It's hot and humid.
It is.
I got up early this morning, and it wasn't, you know, hot yet, and I went outside, and that humidity just smacked you in the face.
Even by the lake, it's hot.
Yeah, right.
My question is, we have a house, well, it's 10 years old, and we have a fiberglass front door that faces east. There's no screen door in front of it. It looks like wood.
Okay.
And it's getting, you know, it needs to be redone, and I want to know how to do that, the best products to use, or it's kind of chalky looking and just doesn't look like wood anymore.
Right. Are you going to do this yourself?
Yeah, I think so, my husband and I.
Look at you. I like that.
Yeah.
You know what they say, Mary?
What? do they see?
A couple that refinishes a door together stays together.
Or they kill each other.
Well, you two decide.
This is true.
Does this door have a lot of glass?
No glass. The glass is on the stained glass is on the side. So the door is just like a panel door. You know, it's got the little panels.
Well, so here's the thing. In a perfect world, you would take this door off.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, what are you going to do with nothing to close? And especially now that's, you know, crazy hot.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not going to do anything in this humidity.
No, but... we could wait till, you know, close to fall.
Okay. Here's what I would do.
Okay.
You can get a product that you've heard me talk about called Howard's Restore a Finish. Okay? Mm-hmm. Now, this is actually for refinishing wood. But the trick with a fiberglass door is you don't want to do a ton of sanding because you end up taking off that kind of fake grain. You know
texture.
What I mean?
The texture.
Right.
Yeah.
So if you use that, they have a neutral, they have different colors, but you're going to use the neutral, so it's clear. Mm-hmm. And you're going to go with quadruple zero steel wool, and you're going to go up and down with the grain of the fiberglass.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to get it nice and smooth, and it's going to actually take a little bit of the finish and the stain off. And you're actually going to put enough. If you were refinishing a dining room table, I would tell you don't use a lot of pressure because you'll take all the finish off. I want you to take all the finish off.
Okay.
So you're going to get it almost to where it's, you know, kind of this milky white-looking fiberglass.
Okay. And that won't affect the graining.
No, because you're using very fine steel wool.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're going to wipe that whole door down with a clean rag, maybe even a tack cloth.
Okay.
And then you're going to use an oil-based stain in the color of your choice. And you're going to wipe that on with a rag and wipe it off and get it nice and looking good.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to let that dry. It dries pretty quickly on a fiberglass door.
Okay.
And then you're going to use some spar varnish.
Okay,
exterior spar varnish. And what I want you to do with the first coat is take a little bit of it, because you won't need a ton. You'll take a little bit in a little, you'll buy a little... staining can of a little plastic thing. Put a little bit in there, and say you put in a quarter. Say you put a half a cup of stain in this in a little bucket there. Then I want you to put, say, a tablespoon of mineral spirits,
because
I want you to thin that first coat of spar varnish.
Okay.
And you're gonna paint that on with a brush. Mm-hmm. Let that dry. And if you do this right and it's a nice fall day without a lot of humidity, if you do this in the morning, by that night you should be able to close that door.
Okay.
But then the next day you're going to open that door again and you're going to take the steel wool, because the grain of the fiberglass may raise a little bit. You're going to knock it down with that fine steel wool.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to put another coat full strength of the spar varnish on.
Mm-hmm.
Let that dry.
Okay.
Wipe it down again with the steel wool, and then the final coat of the spar varnish. And it should look really good for a long time. And hopefully you and your husband won't kill each other.
Periodically, like every couple of years, should I do varnish again? Would that keep it better or no?
Well, you just need to monitor it. If all of a sudden you start to see it gets a little patchy where, the finish looks a little blotchy, if you do that Howard Restore finish, you could just restore it like that and then hit it with a spar varnish. You won't have to restain it. But if you do this, you should get a few years out of it, no problem, and it should be looking good. Thanks so much for calling. I really appreciate it. Quick break at 8:30, and we'll be back right after this.
Hey, this is Dean Richards from Sunday Mornings here on WGN and the WGN-TV Morning News. Now back to Lou Manfredini, a Dean's List A+, and the Mr. Fix-It Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Thank you, Dino. You know, something people may not know about me, but I love Star Trek. And Dean gave Star Trek a huge Dean's List. I think he gave it an A. I'm very excited. I actually might go see it tonight. Veronica, are you a space geek?
Not Star Trek. I like Star Wars.
Oh, so we have a little bit of a discrepancy there, huh?
Yeah.
Star Wars was, you know what happened with me with Star Wars? I mean, you and I are on the same age, but you look so much better. And you're going to look fantastic at Lollapalooza.
Sweaty is what I'll look. And irritated.
Hopefully it'll be cooler.
I'm not a big fan of crowds, so this,
right.
this is a reluctant trip.
Yeah, so then I don't know why you're going.
Well, you know, especially after last year when I said, I will never, ever, ever go to this again. And now here I am. Mm-hmm. We love our kids, though, don't we?
At least we know that you're a woman of your word. When did Star Wars, the first one, come out? 1977?
Oh, yeah, something like that, yeah.
Yeah. My friends and I went to go stand in line in 1977 at the theater. There were a bunch of theaters along Old Skokie. I think they were called the Skokie Theaters near Dundee Road. And we're like, you know, typical teenagers. Yeah, let's go see that new movie, Star Wars. And they were completely sold out, you know, and we never got in. And then I never went back. So, like, the whole hype back then, you know, that everybody got into it, I never saw it. Probably I didn't see the movie for 10 years. Because back then, you either saw it in the movie theaters. There was no DVDs or...
Can't watch it on your cell phone on the train.
Yeah, you couldn't watch... Right, exactly. Anything like that. And so then, in the meantime, I was... Because I was like, oh, I like Star Trek. Because I was watching the... the reruns at the time of the television series. But Dean gave it a really good one. So I'm looking forward to seeing that. Okay, so you still haven't picked out your outfit for Lollapalooza.
Oh, it's going to be like capris and flip-flops for, you know... For sure.
Why did you say you're going again?
because she didn't want to go last year. Because
she loves crowds and she loves to be sweaty.
My youngest son he's as into music as I am. And last year we went because of Paul McCartney.
Oh, yeah.
This year it's Radiohead.
Oh. So you're going for fun. I mean, you want to go.
I love concerts. Absolutely love them. I've been to way too many to ever list or remember. But I don't like the Lollapalooza crowd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just too much.
Right.
So I'm happy to go to concerts, but I'm very reluctant to go to Lollapalooza. However, Radiohead only has, you know, like four or five shows, and it was either take him to New York City, take him to L.A., or just get on the train and go to Lollapalooza.
There you go.
So, grin and bear it.
Yeah. That's it. You know what? If you use the secret, because it's strong enough for a man but made for a woman, you should be just fine.
Okay. It's just the people crowding. You know, last year trying to watch it, it's like I couldn't even see the show. I kept getting pushed and stepped on and smushed, and it's just, you know.
Yeah, I'll never go. That'll never be me. But you can tell us all about it. We'll expect a full report when you come back the following Saturday, all right?
I'll probably still be there lying in a ditch somewhere. Just
Your shoes will be ruined.
Right,
that's for sure.
Exactly.
Take
the you know, I think here's a little tip for you Lollapalooza kids. I give this tip all the time. If you're ever going to we'll bring it back to home improvement. If you're ever going to reseal your blacktop driveway, you know, with resealing like the asphalt sealer that you put on there.
Right.
You always have to do that with a pair of shoes that you don't care about. So when you go to Lollapalooza, wear shoes or, you know, sandals that you don't care about because they'll never look the same.
Don't wear sandals.
Don't wear sandals.
Do that.
I lost a shoe at a concert once.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, you know, I had to, like, leave with one shoe and just tossed it in the garbage can on the way out and had zero.
Got to try and not to make so many visits to the beer tent. But
I love the backstory
of that. That's a whole
other
story. Yeah. Yeah, that's a whole other story, Veronica. Maybe we don't want to go there. This is not doing well for, you know, our whole sales pitch of Veronica Makes Sense. So let's not go there. We got a whole branding thing we have to do.
Veronica Doesn't Make Sense is a better sales pitch.
Oh, that's funny. All right, 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Before we get to that, we are going to talk about, a brand new product that just came out that we were sent some samples of. And it's a local company. Joining me on the phone right now is Joe Tomes, who is the creator of a product called Tintcrete. Hi, Joe. Welcome to WGN.
Good morning, Lou. How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
Tell me a little bit about your product that you developed and what it is it's supposed to do.
Well, basically what it is it's a resurfacing product.
thin patch and resurfacing for concrete. And typically, the products that have been available have been a very gray color that really don't match the existing concrete that's out there. Most of the concrete, if you look around, it has a beige tinge to it. Mm-hmm. And so we came up with a couple different formulations where we resemble the old beige look as well as we resemble the new concrete look because cements have gotten lighter in color over the years.
Right. Now, let me ask you this, Joe, and I mean, I don't want to put you on the spot here, but I've always been a little leery about these resurfacers, in particular where we live, you know, because we have such weather extremes. Now, you are from this area, correct?
That is correct.
All right, so you know this weather, and when you were developing this product, were you guys, you know, thinking, hey, you know, I got to worry about a day like today when it's super humid and super hot, and then, you know, 6 months from now or 4 months from now when it's going to be super cold and the car is going to have all kinds of, you know, ice melt jumping off of it?
It's a very good concern. We work on projects that, with our other products, Marina City, Ryan Field, Soldier Field, mostly high-end structural restoration type projects. So we know what works and what doesn't work. When you're going thin like what we're talking about,
right,
a lot has to do with product quality. It's not about the cost because the active ingredients in these thinner type products, they cost a little bit more. It's not dramatic, but it's a little bit more. So what you don't want to do is be shopping costs in these types of products. But
right,
we've been driving over this particular product, not in the color stage that we're at right now, but this particular product takes forklift traffic at our loading dock every day and has for multiple years.
Wow. And that dock is outside. I mean, it's in and outside. Out, right?
That is correct.
Okay.
Outside.
All right, so let's kind of set the stage. So I get a lot of phone calls, Joe, from people that say, you know, I had this concrete driveway poured, you know, 3 years ago, and now it's spalling, and then, you know, I got all these little pits and pock marks, and it looks terrible. And, you know, people tell me all I have, you know, all I can do is tear it out and re-pour it again. I just did it 5 years ago. This is crazy. Will your product help with that?
It may. It's certainly worth the chance at it because sometimes if you get a bad load of concrete,
right,
originally, you know, if you go with our product over the top, you still have a base of bad concrete.
Right.
So, you know, that doesn't change. You had talked about other things in the past about preparation, and a lot of this, the huge majority of this product success is the is a preparation.
Okay, but now give me an example. If I'm a homeowner,
mm-hmm,
what is the situation of my concrete as to how it looks or what I, you know, that your product, you designed it for what? If people have thin cracks in their concrete or, you know, where is the benefit of applying this product?
It's not as much for cracks as it is for spalled surfaces.
Okay. So that spalled surfaces that you're talking about where I've got that little bit of pitting, will it fill in those spots and give me a nice flat surface?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And what you do is you do it in two coats. You do the first coat is your fill coat, fills up the pits or spalls, and
right,
then you come over the top of it with a nice broom finish or a sponge-type finish to match the existing area around it.
All right.
Doing a small area.
Okay. Take me through the whole process. So I've got a section of my and your whole point of this is, say you've got a large driveway, but you just have one pad that looks terrible.
Mm-hmm.
With your tinting, the idea is I can do this patching and probably get pretty close to the color so it's less noticeable.
That is correct.
Right.
And there's so many different shades of beige that it's hard to make all of them. So we basically made one middle-of-the-road color.
Right.
And you can adjust the water, and that will actually adjust the color, lighter or darker on the beige look.
Okay.
So going through the process, preparation is the key. You can use we recommend a 3,500 PSI power wash.
Okay.
A lot of times that's not available. And so maybe a 2,000 PSI power wash may be adequate, but a lot depends on how the surface is. If it's soiled with oil, that would be a problem. But let's say it's not. You power wash the surface. You have it surface saturated dry, which means you wet down the surface, and when you see the surface drying out, that's the best time to apply the TinCrete resurfacer.
Okay.
So you do the first coat with, again, the fill coat with the TinCrete resurfacer, and preferably you do that maybe first part of the morning so the sun is not beating on the concrete as much.
Right, and that's probably critical, right? Because you want to slow down the curing process so it really has a chance to grab.
Exactly, right. Exactly. So you slow down that curing process as much as you can. Do it first thing in the morning. And if you want to finish it that day, do your second or your final coat at the end of the day.
Okay.
And then you can drive on the next day.
The next day?
Next day.
Wow. How does the product come? Is it in a bag? Is it in a bucket? Is it a powder? Is it a liquid?
Right now, we're offering it in three different sizes, a 3-pound unit, a 10-pound unit, and a 50-pound pail.
So is it pre-mixed?
It is. All you do is add water to it.
Okay, so it's a powder.
It's a powder. I'm sorry, yes.
All right, so it's a powder. I add water to it, and what about the coverage on those different sizes?
Well, again, coverage will depend on how thick you're going to go.
Right.
But basically,
how thick can I go?
You can go up to inch and a half, 2 inches on your fill coat.
Wow.
And then you're going to see it. It's fairly cement rich, so you're going to see some potential shrinkage cracks. When it does set up, but as long as those are sound in there on your final resurfacing coat, it'll take those up and you won't have a problem.
So this is probably a terrific product. We've been talking about driveways and whatnot, but people have a lot of issues with front porches and steps on porches where they get that spalling, as you're talking, and this would be a great product for that application.
Well, yes, it was developed because you see all the different products out there, and they all stand out like a sore thumb. Mm-hmm. You apply them. Mm-hmm. And so that's why we moved to this direction.
Where do you make this product?
We're in Blue Island, in Southside.
Nice.
Our plant is here. We have we manufacture a lot of different products for other people as well as for ourselves. We have a pretty good product.
Where do people find this product?
They'll find it on, Ace Hardware has some participating stores. it's on Amazon or our tintcrete.com.
And can you give me, is the pricing pretty consistent or is the pricing varies? I mean, what are we talking about price-wise on all these products at retail?
Retail, a 3-pound unit is about $10.99.
Oh, wow.
A 10-pound unit is $16.99, and a 50-pound unit's about $49.99.
Wow, so that's reasonable stuff, and it sounds, based on how you described it, if you have any kind of, do-it-yourself acumen, you can certainly apply this product.
Absolutely, absolutely.
That's
and
awesome.
Basically, you mix it to a almost like a pancake batter consistency. It's very easy to do.
Right. I like it. Joe Tomes, he's the creator of TinCrete. It is a resurfacing product that takes care of imperfections in your concrete, and it can restore it to its original glory. Their website is tintcrete.com. You can find out more information about the product as well as where to find it. Joe, thanks so much. Congratulations. I hope the thing works, and I wish you a lot of success.
Well, thank you, Lou. I love your show, and we watch you in the morning, my daughter Jada and I on WGN.
Thank you very much. I appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you.
All right. 8:54 in the morning. Lou Manfredini here with you, the Mr. Fix-It Show. We'll take a quick break and be right back.
Always remember my three rules. Number one, have fun.
This is Evan.
Evan, how old are you?
Six.
Grab your hammer. Put a nail in that hole right there.
Number two, be smarter than the material you're working with.
Does your dad know which end of that hammer is the business end?
And number three, never hold a nail for someone else.
Put another one in there. Don't hit my finger. Ow! I just said don't hit my finger. Go ahead, hit it.
And now back to your host, that lovable Lou.
How old did you say you are?
Six.
Amazing. You're pretty good with that hammer.
I know.
On 720 WGN.
.9 in the morning. This hour of the Mr. Fix-It Show is sponsored by Ace Hardware, by the Lindemann Chimney Company, and pretty soon they'll call me Curly, the Dr. Yates HairScience.com website. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. I know why Lindsay said with the cute kid there, the six-year-old kid. Could a six-year-old come to a bebopper show?
Actually, that was not planned. But
oh, really?
No, I mean they could, but
yeah, uh-huh, yeah.
No,
you're,
I swear.
You know what you are? You are dumb like a fox.
That was luck.
Are you still doing the bebopper shows?
I am doing the beboppers.
For those that don't know, what is beboppers?
So I do a music class for kids on Wednesdays up in at a place called Elowa Farm in Lake Forest. That yeah, it's like it's for kids. It says four and under the class normally. We do. Songs like You Are My Sunshine and Row, Row, Row Your Boat. And
do we do Wheels on the Bus?
Wheels on the Bus. That's a big fan favorite. I bring my guitar and all these little kids bop around, and it's the cutest thing ever. I'm actually going to a birthday party right after.
Do we do Itsy Bitsy Spider?
Oh, yeah. That's a great one.
Oh, that's a
good
one.
We do different
too.
Versions of Itsy Bitsy Spider.
Oh, really? Do you do it in French?
No, but I should learn that. I actually have heard that one. I just don't have the dialect quite down.
I don't know how you say it's a bitsy spider in French, but anyway. I think at some point you have to go, oh,
yeah. That's not French. That's
So you do this. Wait, what are the days you do the It's a Bitsy Spider? I mean, the beboppers?
It's Wednesdays at 11:15.
Every Wednesday?
Every Wednesday, 11:15.
So do people have to reserve?
No.
No.
It's actually been very busy this summer, so we've been thinking of a way to maybe have people call and reserve ahead of time. But
do people have to buy wristbands?
Yes,
they
do. 3-day pass,
right? What if Veronica was going to come? What should she wear?
Oh, we are very conservative.
Okay, all right.
None of that.
Onesies?
Veronica.
Are there lots of onesies?
lots of onesies and stretch pants and bibs.
Right. So, I mean, Veronica maybe could wear some. Right. So, Veronica maybe could wear a, what do you call it? A romper. A romper?
Rompers. Those are very hip right now.
I don't know if you remember this, Lou, but Lindsay will remember. You wear multicolored tops because then if they have a little accident
spill.
On you.
Exactly. You don't even
knows.
Know. Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Right. We were big fans of the tie-dye when the kids were little.
Fashion forward.
Okay. So, and what does it cost to bring a little bebopper to the beboppers?
I love how you call it the beboppers.
The beboppers.
It is if you do a drop in, it's $15, and if you do, you can buy a 4-pack, which you do not have to use consecutively, which was a huge thing when I was bringing Sadie to these for $50.
Oh, very
so,
nice.
Yeah, but this Wednesday we have a really special one. It's actually don't ask me how I did it, but I got Princess Cinderella to make a surprise guest appearance. So for all you grandparents or parents that are listening who want to bring your little one, last year we had Elsa and Anna from Frozen. This year we're having Princess Cinderella. We're going to do some dancing and tea.
Is there a Cinderella song?
A dream is a
dream. Oh, right. Will you do that song?
I'm not going to, but Cindy
maybe
will.
Maybe Cinderella?
Yes.
Cindy. You call her
Cindy. Call me Cindy.
Well, you know her, right? Because
she's my fave five.
Right. She's
right on my speed
dial. I thought I was there.
Well, you're up there, too. You're number two.
All right, so how do people find out information if they want to come meet the princess?
So you can. We do ask that you pre-register for the Wednesday one because last year's actually sold out.
Well, it's a Cinderella.
I know.
It's Her Majesty.
So you could do it at elawafarm.org. Elawa is spelled E-L-A-W-A. farm.org. I have a Bebopper Facebook page. There's more information up there. I'm really excited. It should be really fun.
That's awesome.
Kids
will
love
it. Will there be pictures?
Tons of pictures.
Okay.
There'll be a camera there and I'll post them all on my Facebook page and then you can download them there.
Good. You know, our caller Dave, who's in Lindenhurst, not too far from Elowa Farms. Dave? Dave, you still there?
I'm here.
Do you know the words to Itsy Bitsy Spider?
I do.
All right. Well, probably. I won't put you on the spot now. Just in case you want to go on Wednesday and meet the, Cinderella, you let me know. I can get you tickets.
Can I wear a dress?
Sure. Maybe you'll be much cooler. Right. How can I help you, Dave? This conversation is going the wrong way. How can I help you?
Yeah, it's probably changed the direction here. I'm interested in these new safe foggers for mold and stuff like that.
Yep.
But I'm trying to look up on Google and stuff and the directions and what have you. And do I need to leave the house? Do I need to get pets out of the house? All that kind of stuff. Or
all right. So
fog it and...
the one that you've heard me talk about. Is by a company called Healthful Home, okay? And these guys, I believe their website is healthfulhome.com. And, is that right, Lindsay? Can you double-check that?
I'm checking.
Health. It's not, when I try it here, it's not coming up. Don't you? Health. Maybe I need to spell it right.
It's My Healthful Home.
MyHealthfulHome.com. They should buy HealthfulHome.com because it's available. Anyway, they make this thing called Fog You Mold. And so when I met these guys and they told me about this product, their big thing is they make a five-minute mold test, which is really awesome. But he told me you could stand there with this Fog You Mold thing and hold it and spray it if you wanted to. If it were me, I would leave. Where are you gonna spray this?
In the basement. Had a sump pump go out and a little. Maybe didn't have a total flood out, but some water came in, and I see a little surface mold, and it's just got that smell going on down there. So,
mm-hmm. Okay. So here's what I would do. Do you have any windows in that basement?
I have a door, but it's a 50s ranch, so they got the blocked up. Glass block windows, so I can't really get any circulation.
Open up that door, and get a mask, just a paper, like a good cotton mask from the hardware store. Take this Fog You Mold product and spray it on that area where you have the mold. It is going to kill that mold. Okay, spray it all. Right. Have the door open. Put a box fan in that door, blowing out, and get out for half an hour. That's it. And it's going to kill all that mold.
And do I shut down the HVAC system so it doesn't, bring it up into the upstairs or?
For a half hour. That's what I would do.
All right.
So, even if you wanted to do it today, even though it's super hot, if you shut down the AC for half an hour, it wouldn't kill you. And then you could spray this all down, put the fan in there to blow it all out of there, and then go to town. I mean, I think you'll be really amazed by the results. These guys have developed a pretty nice looking product, and their mold test as well. The foggers are great. There's also a product that we've talked a lot about called Concrobium, which is a cleaner as well that you can spray on there, scrub it, and rinse it all off. And that'll kill the mold, too. The nice thing about both these products is they have residual value. And so once you put them on, spray them or clean them or whatever, if you use the Concrobium and you scrubbed off the mold and you got that all cleaned up, then you go back and spray it again, and it stays in there residually and keeps the mold from coming back. Everybody wants to jump to bleach, but bleach is not a good product to use when it comes to porous surfaces, and that's where some of these products like Fog You Mold and you know, that kind of stuff really makes a big difference. Thanks so much for the phone call. Good luck with that project. 9:18 in the morning. We'll take a quick break.
Hi, it's Steve Cochran. Excuse me a second. I need to adjust the old tool belt. You're listening to Lou Manfredini in the Mr. Fixer program on 720 WGN.
Welcome back. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. The Mr. Fix-It Show, that's also our text line, by the way. We'll do our Just Text Me segment after 9:30 this morning. Now we go to Bartlett, Illinois, where Teresa is standing by. Hi, Teresa. You're on WGN.
Hi there, Lou. Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely.
I listen to you all the time.
You're the best. Has anyone told you that this morning?
No, they haven't.
All right. Well, I am the first. When you see your friends today, say, guess who was the first person to tell me I'm the best?
I will. I will absolutely do that. I have a question for you. I live in Bartlett, and we have this algae bloom in our water. And I have called two different companies. One tells me that nothing can be done for it if I buy the drinking water filtration system. Another one said, well, the osmosis won't work, but the purifier is best. Another company wanted to charge me $1,200 to come and put in osmosis. And I'm confused. I mean, is there anything I can, any one of these products would work on algae bloom?
Are you, where does Bartlett get their water from?
Half from Fox River and half well water.
Oh.
They claim that.
And so in other words, the village, the city is telling you that the algae bloom is in the water.
Yeah, and they said they're not sure when it's going to be cleared up. It's been like this for about 3 weeks. Well, I thought, well, if I can get something until it is cleared up, then I might as well just get some drinking water, some kind of a system.
You know, I worry about you spending all this money. In other words, have they advised people not to drink the water?
No, they say it's perfectly fine, but it tastes terrible.
Yeah, and what about showering and stuff like that?
It smells bad.
So you don't come out of the shower feeling clean.
Well, you do, but, you know, it's really bad when you use hot water. The smell is bad. So I've been buying drinking water.
Yeah.
And even when I use the Brita, it doesn't work in the Brita.
Yeah. If it were me at this point, if this is a temporary situation and, with the humidity, I wouldn't invest in a big system because you'd have to do a whole house system that would cost you $1,200, $1,500. How long have you lived in Bartlett?
22 years.
How many times has this happened?
A couple of times, but I always put my water. What I have is I have a water softener, but I have a separate spigot which has without water softening in it.
Right.
So this way I always put that in the Brita.
Right.
And so I would drink that water.
Yeah. Buy drinking water for the next month, and hopefully this thing goes away.
Oh, okay. So now you don't bother doing anything.
Well, I mean, just because now you get a whole house, you get a whole house purifier. Okay, you've been there 22 years. It's happened twice. Now you get a whole house air purifier that you got to change filters and all this maintenance and whatever. That once this algae bloom is gone, if you've been fine with the water up until this point, you know, why do you want to spend that money? I mean, that's just my two cents.
Yeah. No, you know? It is because I went and I was looking at some that were like $200 just for the drinking water, you know, but then one company told me, don't bother. And they were even telling, it was Glacier Bay. They were very honest.
Well, we own a couple hardware stores. We have one in Villa Park and there's a lot of people in Villa Park that buy. We have the 5 gallon jugs that you can buy and go, you can pick them up yourself. And other stores do. I'm sure you have them in your area too. If you're able to do that, you get one of those little dispenser pots that you put in the kitchen on a stand, and you buy that 5 gallon jug if you're strong enough to, you know, they're heavy, though. I mean, I will tell you that.
Unfortunately, I'm only 4'10", weigh 100 pounds. I don't think I can lift it.
You're just as tall as the bottle.
Yes, I am.
All
things come in good packages.
Exactly.
There, yeah.
You know what you are, Teresa? You're fun size. That's what you are,
yeah.
Right? But, I mean, if you did something like that, if it's too heavy, but, you know, getting it delivered certainly helps, or getting gallon jugs. In the short run, that would be my suggestion.
Okay. Well, great. I appreciate you telling me that.
You got to do me a favor. Hang on a second, because we're going to get you a Mr. Fix-It Lose Crew T-shirt sponsored by Fox. Yeah, sponsored by Fox Home Center and created by Rags of Honor, putting veterans back to work. So hang on a second. We'll get that sent out to you. It's 9:28 in the morning. We'll take a quick break.
And we call it a phone, but we don't really use it much as a phone, do we? No, we don't.
Time for Just Text Me.
We don't have to talk. Oh, my God, I got to talk. Talking is work. You got to make facial expressions. You got to suck air in. You got to blow it out.
Blow it out.
Time for our Just Text Me segment, the text messages that you send me at 312-981-7200. Hey, by the way, before we do Just Text Me, Lindsay, you're heading out of town for a couple days for your grandmother's birthday?
Oh, we are. I leave tomorrow
and
morning.
How old is your grandma going to be?
Turning...
Is that okay to ask
or to say? I think so. She's very proud. She was born the same year the Queen was born, and which means she is turning 90 tomorrow.
Wow.
Actually, she's turning 90 today. Today's her actual birthday, so so excited. Her name is Lisi.
Very nice.
Which, Lisi Kankar, who, yeah, she's down in Florida. We're really excited to go see them.
Happy birthday, Lisi.
Thank you.
90.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I know.
What's your magic number? How long do you want to live? Do you have a number?
I don't think about it.
Really?
Forever? 100? Right. I don't know.
Sam, do you have a number? Like, when you think about, boy, I'd like to live to...
28.
Come on.
75 would be cool.
75?
What? Yeah. Well, I mean, okay, can I say an answer that you'll take? 100.
Yeah. There you go.
120.
Right. Mine is I want to live till Max, our youngest son, is 50.
Oh, that's nice. So how old does
that
make you?
So I think that puts me at 87. 87's a good number. And I pray that I have my facilities at 87, right? I think if I can make it till Max is 50, yeah, I've done my job.
I never thought of it like that. I'm going to have to do the math on that.
Right. Well, you know, when you get older, you know, Sam, 28. How old are you, Sam?
27.
Oh, geez.
It was a joke.
I got it. Okay. I get it now. It's a funny
joke.
I don't do
death math, Lou. I'm sorry. Right. I don't think about this.
There's a great, for those of you that watch the old Bob Newhart show, the old one, not when he was the innkeeper in Vermont. But there was one episode I'll never forget where he was talking with some actuary at an insurance company, and they introduced the woman, and she said, oh, this woman can guess how long you're going to live, you know, within 6 months. And she kept trying to tell Bob how long he was. I don't want to know. I don't want to know, you know, this and that. And then finally, at the very end of the episode, he says something like, you know, all right, fine. Hi. She goes, 87. And he goes, oh, I'll take that. Maybe that's where my 87 came from. I always remember that. Anyway, how's our Just Text Me? What do we got?
Coming good. We've got a bunch of them. 815. Lou, you said set your roof fan at 90 degrees. I also have a humidistat. What should it be set at in my attic?
Well, that is awesome if you have the humidistat. I would set that at about 50%. You know, the trick with both of those temperatures is that most of those thermostats that you would mount only go down to about 60 degrees is the lowest. You wouldn't want to set an attic fan because it's never going to get below 60 degrees until you're into the winter. So 90 for a thermostat, 50% humidity level on a humidistat.
All right. Next is 815. My furnace serviceman says, don't use those expensive filters and then it's hard on the furnace. But you say otherwise. What should I do?
Get another furnace guy. So here's the thing with that whole theory from the HVAC guys. I have been with the folks at 3M with a very scientific setup where they put a furnace and they put these sensors on and they show putting in the pleated 99-cent furnace filter and the amount of resistance that's there, and then they put in their pleated filter in there, and the drop-off is minuscule. I mean, it is, you wouldn't even know. And remember, this electric motor and the blades that are on that fan, it doesn't have a brain. It's like the scarecrow before he meets the wizard, okay? It just spins. It doesn't know what it's blowing or what it's sucking or doing whatever. And so it will work, no problem. You have to change them. just like you have to change the other filters. Those spun fiberglass filters do zero for your indoor air quality. Zero. And so I have always been a proponent of the pleated filters. The other flip side is, if you go to your HVAC contractor and you say, boy, you know, I've read a lot about those whole house air purifiers that you can install on my house. And they're like, yeah, they're fantastic. They're great. How much? $1,200. I guarantee you those have more air resistance than that pleated filter that you're going to buy at the hardware store for $5.
Hmm. Look at that.
Mm-hmm.
I have to say that.
What am I more than?
A pretty face.
Thank you,
babe. All right, 630. Could Lou possibly tell us if it's less expensive to keep the AC on fan on?
It is.
Is it?
It is. So okay. Here's the idea. The condensing unit outside is the one that uses the most energy. That thing's working on a 30 amp breaker, and when your AC unit is running, it cranks on and it's sucking all the electric juice that goes through your house. The whole concept of turning the blower motor on, once that's running, it draws very little air, is the fact that right now, I mean, Lindsay, your house, for instance,
yes.
Okay, you've got that open staircase going down to the basement. That basement's like a meat locker, isn't it?
So cold.
Right.
Ugh.
And it's so cold. And so there's cold air returns down there. And if I keep that fan on, the air is going to continue to circulate. It's going to grab that cold air and help circulate it through the vents. So if it does that, and using the cold air that you've already paid for mm-hmm. to cool... Mm-hmm. Actually, in your house, if you wanted to make a huge difference, if you put a box fan, this is for anybody, take a box fan on your lowest level at the bottom of the stairs, turn it on the medium level, blowing up the staircase. It's going to create a pressure point where it's going to force more of the cold air because that staircase is like a giant piece of ductwork that draws the cold air down. Mm-hmm. And if you did that, you'd be amazed at how much more comfortable you are on the main floor and the second floor of your home.
I'm going to stop at Ace Hardware on the way home today.
There you go.
All right, last question. What is the best way to clean greasy stained oak cabinets over a stove, and can they be painted over the stain?
How would you answer that question?
I would say perhaps go to your local Ace Hardware, get a product called Howard's Restore a Finish with some quadruple steel wool. Go with the grain.
Quadruple zero.
What did I say? Oh, zero.
You just said quadruple.
Quadruple zero. Steel wool, go with the directions on the bottle, go with the grain, and they'll be looking new in no time.
Right. And then once you do that, if you wipe it all down, if you decided you wanted to paint them, you could. But I would then lightly sand them as well just to get any of the residual from the Howard's Restore finish on there, and then use a paint that I like, the Ace makes, called Ace Cabinet Trim Paint, that when you put it on, It looks like you sprayed it on. It really does a nice job. All right, that's our Just Text Me segment. It's 9:46 in the morning. We'll take a quick break and get back to your calls right after these. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Paul called in Wadsworth. Hey, Paul, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Lou. I love your show.
Thank you. How can I help you?
I have a question. I have a cedar deck, and I've tried unsuccessfully over the years to try to restain it, only to have it peel on me, you know, within a few months after I do the work. And after throwing all the money in trying to do it myself, I was wondering, do you have any kind of a recommendation of somebody who I could call to have them come out and just do the work and have it done right?
You're completely done with this, aren't you?
I've almost passed out a few times from sunstroke.
Oh, my goodness.
And I'm just, I can't do it anymore.
That's
it's cost me every time I've tried to do this, it's cost me $300 a turn. So I put a lot of money into a lot of mistakes, and I'm just done.
Okay, so one of our longtime sponsors, who've been around a long time, is a company called Deck Tech. And this is their deal. This is what they do. They come out, they pressure wash, they make minor repairs, they get the surface prepped really well, and then they use oil-based preservatives to put down on your deck. And they do a lot of work in the Chicagoland area. And, you know, and I got to say for the all the years that they've been on sponsoring WGN Radio and the years that I've recommended them, you know, they've done a very good job with their clientele. And, you know, you can get a list of references. They've done work for me on some properties that I own, and I've been very pleased with the work. And so, you know, you can get recommendations from people and you can hear from them and search them all out. But, you know, they can come out and do a nice job. I believe their number is 1-800-956-DECK.
Wonderful.
Yeah. So give them a call.
Lou, thank you so much. And I really do love the show. And you do good work for people.
Thanks, Paul. I have a great day. Appreciate you calling. 9:52 in the morning. We'll take a quick break and be right back.
Happy trails to you until we meet.
Boy, that was quick. 9:55 in the morning. Time for Lou's Last Call, sponsored by Townstone Financial. Thanks so much for Veronica for doing the news, and Sam on sports, Lindsay for producing, Bob Ferguson, who is engineer extraordinaire. Let's talk to Jim in Grays Lake. Jim, you're our last caller. We're going to send you out an April Air Wi-Fi thermostat from our friends at American Weather Makers, home of the 60-Minute Men, and you can learn more at AmericanWeatherMakers.com. How can I help you?
Yes, hi, Lou. Thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
Helped me out a few years ago. Hopefully you can do it again.
All right.
I've got a front porch that was installed in 2005. I don't know what kind of wood it is, but it's dense. It's not cedar. But over the years, I've never stained it. I just put on pure linseed oil, just painted it on, and it dried in about 24 hours, and everything was fine.
Yep.
This year, when I applied it, part of the deck was really weathered from the snow over the years. I haven't done it in about 3 or 4 years. But the part that was weathered, they all soaked in just like it used to. But the part that was protected, that oil has stayed on top. It looks like it's wet. It's very shiny. It's kind of tacky. And you can take your thumbnail and scrape off the oil on the top like varnish that didn't cure.
Right.
I think I need to get that oil off that part of the porch. But I don't know. What can you...
How old is the wood?
2005.
Yeah. So here's what happens to that wood. It becomes very, it becomes more dense as it ages. And when it does, it gets this thing called a wood shine over the top of it where the pores are closed up. Okay. And the trick with that linseed oil, which, you know, is an old time way of preserving wood, and it's, you know, it absolutely works. But you have to sand the wood to open up the pores, especially with older wood. So you got to get a heavy duty, you know, how big is the porch?
20 by 10 or something like that. It's not small, but.
So you probably have to, and what is it, like 2x6 on the floor or 2x6 decking?
Yes.
How much muscle you got left in you?
Not much. I'm 73.
Okay. Well, you can rent or you can hire somebody to come out. There's a big pad sander that you can rent to put on the top of that deck and sand it like a big floor scrubber. You have to open up the pores of that wood or that linseed oil is not going to stick. And that when it gets sticky like that and won't cure, that's exactly what the problem is. And you have to sand it or it's never going to work.
Pick that up without getting all gunked up?
I'm sorry?
Will a sander pick that stuff up without the sander getting all gunked up?
No, it'll get gunked up. The pad on it is a little more aggressive, you know, so the aggregate's like a medium grit, and it's a heavier-duty pad. And so you'll just have to change pads. You know, that first one will get gummed up, and then you'll expose it a little bit. But I got to tell you, it's heavy. This thing's not light. So, you know, it may be the type of thing if you have, you know, somebody with a nice, young, strong back. like what?
Like my son.
Like your son? Or I could send Sam Panionovich. He's a strong kid over there. Maybe that's what we should do is we could send Sam to do that kind of heavy lifting. I like that idea.
I love that idea.
Field trip.
Field trip, right, yeah. We'll send him over. We'll figure that out. But that, Jim, you got to do that. And if you don't do it, it's not gonna work. Hang on a second. We want to put you on hold, and get you out that April Air Wi-Fi thermostat. Thanks so much, everybody, for listening. You got to stay tuned now for Kathy and Judy. Good morning, ladies.
Well, hi. Look at you. I hardly recognize you with all that hair.
Just wait. You just wait when you see me.
Okay, now when this new hair all comes in, because I know you've had a buzz cut for a long time.
Right.
Are you going to let it grow out a little bit? Or are you going to have, like, hair, or are you going to still say buzzed?
You know, it's funny that you say that, because I have noticed in pictures of men that have had this done, you know, down the line, there
right.
seems to be this trend where they're like, look at me. And, you know, all of a sudden they got the Fabio look going. That'll
got
never happen.
Got the Trump thing, the no. whip over on the side.
No.
Thing.
We'll personally take it
no.
as our job to prevent you from
right.
doing anything Fabio-ish.
No, no,
Fabio-ish.
No. It will be exactly how I've always worn it. Actually, I've
well,
worn it.
Well, then what's
a little...
the point?
Well, but because it's not going to be thin.
Oh, okay.
No scalp seeing.
Oh, right, exactly. Okay. I've always had hair on the side and the back of my head. It's the thing is, you know, it's funny. It's so hard for me to look in the mirror and see it, because you got to put your head down.
I know
and look
the
up,
feeling.
You know.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's entirely different. The old "what the hell happened here"
what?
Look.
Oh my God! Who is that woman?
What the hell?
Is there somebody in here?
Well, we're excited for your new hair.
It's going to take time. I'm not getting, you know, he kept saying to me, you know, look, it's going to be 3 months before you'll actually see it. But
right.
my wife is constantly, my friend Megan, who's cut my hair forever, she's always like, this is going to work. This is going to work. And
okay.
she's touching
I know
it. So,
Megan.
You know
yeah,
Megan. So you know Megan well. So if Megan says it's going to work,
it's going to
work. Who are we to judge, Kathy?
That's right.
1,800 polka dots on your head.
1,800, that is a lot.
That's a lot.
We're
right.
getting up there with me on the facelift and eye job thing, you know.
Listen, like you, we either go big or we go home.
There you go. All right. Well, I think when it all grows in on the top, and hopefully you get a better hairline than, who was that other guy? Brian Urlacher. They just gave him a totally crooked hairline.
Well,
so I hope.
And he needs to smile more. Why wouldn't you smile? You did all this. Smile, for crying out
no
loud.
No kidding with all that hair. So, all right. Well, we're very excited for your new
Thank you,
situation.
Ladies. Have a great show.
All right, Lou.